Hi everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. On this show, we learn English and have fun together. My name is Peter, one of your teachers here on the show. Today's topic is e-report. The title of today's show is The Maokong Gondola. The Maokong Gondola. Have you been to this place before, Katie?
Yes, I have, but I have not been there for 2 years. So I'm excited to find out some more about it. Hi friends, I'm Katie and I'm ready to learn with you all today.
The Maokong Gondola is a place you can visit. It's close to Taipei City and it will take you up the mountain.
And at the top of the mountain, there are so many great things to do and see. Do you like to exercise? Do you like to go hiking?
Do you like to drink tea? There are so many tea houses up the mountain. You can try different kinds of tea and see which you like best.
Or maybe you just like to walk around and enjoy being outside. You can do that too. Maokong is a great place to go. I would like to go back and visit it sometime.
I would like to go too. So I'm excited to see this e-report. Before we do that though, let's learn the key words with Christina.
今天的主题是猫空缆车。水晶车厢是它一大卖点。这个车厢地板是玻璃做的。玻璃制的可以用 glass。The cars have glass floors. 缆车挂在缆绳上是靠着缆绳移动的。缆绳或是缆索是 cable. The cars hang from a cable.坐缆车到了猫空之后，一定要好好的欣赏一下它的风景。动词欣赏可以用 admire. You can admire the view. 在猫空有很多茶园，还有品茶的餐厅。餐厅也提供很多可口的佳肴。可口好吃的形容词是 delicious. You can eat delicious food there. 搭缆车你可以欣赏山林之美。You can enjoy the beauty of the mountains.名词 beauty 就是美丽、美景的意思。坐在水晶车厢里，你会觉得自己好像真的飞在空中一样。飞是 fly, you feel like you're flying.
Going to the zoo today. Hi, this is Rebecca with eReport. Wow, today is such a beautiful day. It's a perfect day for a walk in the mountains. There's only one problem. The mountains are way up there. And I'm way down here. How am I going to get from here?To all the way up there. I don't see any roads. Wait, what's that? Right here, the Maokong gondola carries people up and down the mountains. Metal and glass boxes, called cars, hang on a cable. When the cable moves, people in the gondola cars go up or down. A machine moves the gondolas up and down. Some people call gondolas cable cars. It's a fun way to travel because you can enjoy some great views while you are riding inside.The Maokong Gondola in Taipei is over 4.03 kilometers long. It was the first gondola system in Taipei City. It carries tourists from the Taipei Zoo up the mountain to a place called Maokong. Maokong is famous for its tea shops, tea farms, and hiking paths.
Wow, we already learned so many things about Maokong Gondola. If you live near Taipei, you might have seen this gondola before.
Yeah, the gondola carries people up and down the mountain. It's a fun way to travel. There are some great views.
Let's talk about that phrase. When we say a place has a great view, you can see really pretty things from it.
And you can find great views on mountains because you are so high up. And you can look around and see so many things that are far away.
Where are some other places you can find a great view? Go to the top of a building and look out the window. That will give you some great views too.
Good idea, Peter. And let's talk about another word in today's e-report. It said that the gondola carries tourists up and down the mountain. But what is a tourist?
A tourist is a person who is traveling in a new place. When you go to a new country or city, we say you are a tourist.
Sometimes you might see a lot of tourists in your city. Tourists go to different places to see all the exciting and special things in your city or country.
Sometimes you might know that there is someone being a tourist because it looks like they are a little lost. They might be holding a map and trying to get around town.
Yeah. Well, now let's talk a little bit more about the mountain. Mao Kong is famous for its tea shops, tea farms, and places to go hiking.
When a place is famous for something, a lot of people know it because it's popular. Hawaii is famous for its beaches. Everyone goes to play on the beaches in Hawaii.
That's right. Can you think of a place that is famous for something? I can think of Paris. It's famous for the Eiffel Tower, so many tourists go to visit it. And I know Christina is famous for being a great teacher, so let's learn something from her right now.
猫空以它的茶园闻名。猫空 is famous for its tea farms. 要表达以什么而闻名的话，就用 be famous for something 这个句型。Famous 是形容词，闻名、出名的。我们来看例句：垦丁 is famous for its beautiful beaches. 垦丁以它美丽的海滩而闻名。或者某一家餐厅做的 pizza 特别好吃，你可以说 They are famous for their pizza. 现在请你想一想，在生活周遭还有什么很有名的事物，请用 be famous for 造句来介绍一下吧。
Wow, the Mao Kong gondola looks like so much fun. The cars come into the station and pick up passengers. And then the gondola takes the passengers to the top of the mountain. This is the perfect way to get to the top of the mountain. Now, you may be wondering how I got into the station. Here, give me those. You can use a yo-yo card. If you don't have a yo-yo card, you can buy a ticket. Now, there are two different lines. There's a line for the regular cabins, or there's a line for the crystal cabins. Crystal cabins. That sounds really fancy. I wonder what those are. Let's go check it out.
Regular Mao Kong gondola cabins have glass windows and sides. Passengers can look out and see the beautiful view while they are riding. Regular cabins can carry up to 640 kilograms. That's about 8 passengers. The Mao Kong gondola also has 31 special crystal cabins. What makes the crystal cabin so special? The floor! Crystal cabins have glass floors. Glass floors can make some people nervous. They wonder if it will break, but they don't need to worry. The glass floors are very thick and strong. They won't break.
looks like so much fun. I want to go ride in a crystal cabin. Do you want to go?
Sure, that sounds like fun.
Great! Let's go now.
Wait, Katie. We can't leave. We are teaching right now. We can go later.
Oh, oops. Sorry, everyone. I just get so excited to do all the things that we're learning about. I can go later.
Yes, we can go later. And can we finally start learning now? So, what did we learn about the Maokong gondola in this part of the lesson?
Well, it talked about those amazing crystal cabins. They look like so much fun, but I think they could scare some people.
You're right. A crystal cabin has a glass floor, so you can look down and see all the way to the ground. Some people might think that's a little scary.
But eReport says that the glass floors are very thick and strong. They won't break.
So it's safe to go into the crystal cabin. And because the floor is glass too, you can see so many different things.
That's why it sounds like it's so much fun. But now we should talk about some of the regular cabins. These cabins can carry up to 640 kilograms.
So that means the cabin can carry no more than 640 kilograms. Even 10 more kilograms would be too heavy.
640 kilograms should be about the same weight as 8 people. So when you go in the cabin, you can have about 8 people in there.
You can go on the ride with your family if you want. So now you know about the regular cabins.
And we've also talked about the crystal cabins. They are a little different, but both kinds of cabins are the same in some ways.
Yeah, we learned that all the cabins have glass windows and sides. People can look out and enjoy the great views while they go up the mountain.
And that's why the gondola is so much fun. But friends, right now it's time for us to take a break. We'll be back soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back. Today is our eReport, and we're learning all about the Maokong Gondola. That's a fun place to go in Taipei.
Yeah, you can ride in a regular or glass cabin when you go up the mountain. Both kinds of cabins have great views of the mountains and city.
There's more in the last part of today's report. Let's watch it together right now.
Oh, this crystal cabin is amazing. I feel like I'm flying. It's a good thing I'm not afraid of heights. I would probably feel very uncomfortable if I were afraid of heights.
Crystal cabins leave from the Taipei Zoo and the Maokong Station platform every 2 to 4 minutes. Up to 5 passengers can ride in a crystal cabin at one time. When you sit in a crystal cabin, you can look at the view around you, and you can also see the view under your feet. When you sit in a crystal cabin, you really feel like you are flying. Hey, I think we're about to arrive at the gondola station in Maokong.
I really enjoyed riding the gondola. It was so much fun being so high and getting a bird's eye view of Taipei. I got some great pictures, too. Well, I hear there are a lot of things to admire and do up here on Maokong. I can take a nature walk and see some more beautiful views. I can also enjoy some tea and delicious food at one of the many local tea shops. Talking about tea shops, it's tea time! I'm going to go find myself a cup of tea. This is Rebecca for eReport. Tea time, tea time, tea time!
A ride from the Taipei Zoo Gondola Station to the Maokong Gondola Station takes 17 to 37 minutes. Along the way, you can enjoy great views of the mountains and also the city. You can even see Taipei 101 during the ride. So if you are going to go in the gondola, be sure to take your camera.
So we learned that a crystal cabin leaves from the Taipei Zoo and Maokong Station platform every 2 to 4 minutes. So that means you don't have to wait very long.
And the ride from the station to the top of Maokong takes 17 to 37 minutes. I would want the ride to take closer to 37 minutes. Then you have more time to enjoy the view.
Yeah, and I like what Rebecca says about the crystal cabins. She says it really feels like she's flying. That's probably because the floor is made of glass.
So we said earlier that you can see many great views from the cabin. You can see the mountains and the city. What else can you see?
I know. You can even see Taipei 101 during the ride. So there are a lot of different things you can look at on your ride up the mountain.
Those sound like some wonderful views. And what should you bring with you?
Bring a camera. When you see great views, you can bring your camera and take some really good pictures.
Peter, that makes me think about yesterday's lesson. We learned about scrapbooks. You can take photos from Maokong Gondola and put them in your own scrapbook.
Great idea, Katie. I think photos from Maokong would be really beautiful. Well, friends, that's all we have to say about the gondola. Doesn't it sound fun?
Yes, and I can't wait to go again. I want to ride in a crystal cabin so it feels like I'm flying.
That sounds great. And I want to do some hiking and maybe visit a tea house.
That's a good idea, too. Well, friends, I think we're about to start reviewing our keywords, so get ready.
Wait, Katie. We still have to talk to Christina. She'll tell us about that sentence pattern you just used.
当主持人即将抵达猫空镇的时候，他说 I think we're about to arrive at the gondola station in 猫空。我们来学句中的片语 be about to。Be about to 表示在很短的时间内即将做或发生某件事。所以这里主持人说We are about to arrive, 就是我们即将马上要抵达的意思。我们来看看例句。They are about to start playing. 他们要开始比赛了。或者你打电话给我的时候我正好要离开出门的话就说 I was about to leave when you called. 这就是 be about to 的用法。
Thanks, Christina.Friends, I hope that that was helpful for you. Now, it really is time for us to review today's keywords. You can say them with us right now.
Here's our first keyword. Glass. Glass. This glass cup is dirty.
Cable. Cable. The cable takes the cars up the hill.
Admire. Admire. I really admire smart people.
Delicious. Delicious. Mom's cooking is delicious.
Beauty. Beauty. Look at the beauty outside.
Fly. Fly.Birds can fly over the trees. All right, everyone, those were all the words that we learned in today's e-report. Right now, we're going to take a look back at the lesson.
Hey, Amanda. What are you doing with that camera?
Oh, hi, Theo. I'm taking pictures.
Do you want to be a professional?
I hope to be, but I need a lot of practice.
Where can I practice?
Oh, I have an idea. Try Rex's office.
Rex, our boss? He's such an angry person. He might get mad if I go in there.
Don't be silly. Bosses love when people take pictures of them. In fact, at a boss's office, you can take many pictures.
Really? That sounds kind of strange.
It may sound strange, but actually Theo just used today's super sentence. I am Super Sentence Man, and the super sentence for today is, at a place, you can do something. Now, Amanda, can you use this super sentence in another way?
Sure. At a museum, you can see many nice paintings.
At a museum, you can see many nice paintings. Great! What about you, Theo? Can you give me another super sentence?
Why not? Amanda, at a fancy restaurant, you can take pictures of other customers.
At a fancy restaurant, you can take pictures of other customers. Well, that's an interesting idea. Great job, you two. And always remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
So, I should take pictures in our boss's office?
Yes. And then go to a restaurant and take close-up pictures of people eating pasta.
Okay.
What? Amanda, what are you doing? Stop taking pictures in my office! Oh,
sorry, boss. You...
Do you want my picture again?
You're trying to get me in trouble!
Oh...
I just love e-report days. It's always fun to talk about cool places you can visit. And the Maokong Gondola is a great activity for everyone to enjoy.
Yeah, it has something for everyone. You can drink tea, hike, try some delicious food, or just enjoy the great views.
Friends, try to go to the Maokong Gondola soon. You won't be sorry. We hope you enjoyed this lesson as much as we did.
Yes, we learned a lot about the gondola, but we also learned some great English. You can practice using it at home.
Good idea. And tomorrow will be our Saturday review session. On this show, we will talk about all the things we learned from this week.
So, make sure that you come back and join us tomorrow, right here on...
Let's talk in English. Goodbye.
Bye.